According to a study from Stanford University, they're saying that T-Mobile's binge on is likely illegal. Surprise, shocker, oh my god, We'll talk about that and more coming up. Today's episode of Front Page Tech is brought to you by Fiverr. Fiverr makes it easy for you to get help in establishing your brand or business. You can use Fiverr to have others design logos, create video intros, end cards, animations, have professional voiceovers made, even get help with programming. The most amazing part about Fiverr? All of these services start at just $5, so you can add validity to your brand without the stress of paying thousands. Get started today by going to frontpagetech.net/Fiverr. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek. That, of course, is me from another Jew. I bet I could say that faster. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all the tech news from one geek. That's me to another. That is you. That is 3 years worth of doing that. Brian, hello. I'm joined by the lovely, the beautiful, the bushy, the blushy, the soft, the mysterious Brian Shoop.
Stop. Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Brian's here today. Hi, Brian.
What was that? What an intro. I feel so special.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, I feel like it's got to be a proper intro. That's got to be a thing that I do.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Proper intro? I don't want to just be like, hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
You know what I mean?
That's what I would say for you.
It's got to be consistent. I got to come up with a strong intro that I stick with.
Stick with that one.
Okay.
Don't, please.
Okay. So,
let's talk about tech news.
Okay. Because I can do it again.
No, I mean, you really don't have
okay.
to.
Fine.
Yeah, it's good. It's stuck. So just go.
Okay, before we get in the news, Brian, I figured I'd tell them about something really cool.
You know what? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Is it a good idea?
It is.
Okay.
Seal of approval.
Are you done? Can I go?
Continue.
Okay. I'm not obligated to tell you guys about this, at least at this point. I will be releasing a video about this, but I figured I'd give you a heads up. Here's what's going on. You have an opportunity... Two of you have an opportunity to win a $25 Amazon gift card. We're doing this in conjunction with Feature Points. So if you have no idea what Feature Points is, it's a very, very simple application. You essentially get a list of apps upon opening Feature Points. And based on those apps, I'm showing the people watching live right now, also the video version of the show. So if you're listening on iTunes, just go to frontpagetech.net/featurepoints. You'll get the same thing. You're going to get a list of applications. For example, the first app on this list is Words with Friends. You download Words with Friends and you get 102 points instantly. You take those points, you build them up, and you redeem them for gift cards. You get Amazon gift cards, Google Play, iTunes, and you can even exchange them for PayPal funds. Super easy. The thing that makes this different is that, I mean, it's pretty consistent. It's been around for years. I trust it. I've used it for a while now. 600 points equals $1. So a lot of those other apps, you have to get a ridiculous amount of points and like spend your entire day to get anything worth your time, to get any gift card worth your time or anything like that. You can also, with Feature Points, exchange them for apps that you would want to get, like paid apps. But also, we're giving away $25 to two of you. So here's what you do. You download Feature Points on iOS or Android. Unfortunately, it's not available for any other platform, BlackBerry, Windows Phone, you know, the things that people don't use. iOS,
ha.
Android, and you use the referral code FPT, obviously, Front Page Tech. Use referral code FPT. You can go to frontpagetech.net/featurepoints as well. If you do that and you use that referral code, you'll automatically be entered one time into the giveaway. But there's an opportunity to win again or for another person to win. Since you signed up, everyone gets a referral code. You can give your referral code to your friends, and when you do that, you get a percentage of their points every time they download apps. So what we need you to do is tweet out your referral code. Tweet it to us at Front Page Tech on Twitter. I just pointed to it for video watchers. Tweet it to us. Tweet your referral code, and we'll select another winner. This ends on February 28th. But also, if you use that referral code, not only do you get entered into the giveaway, but you get your first 50 points completely free. Brian, how does that sound to you? Is that cool?
Sounds amazing. Free money is amazing.
Free money is amazing. And I do
thank you, Feature Points.
Yeah. Quick disclaimer. They're paying for this. I'm not paying for this. In fact, they didn't pay me for this. Of course, they are sponsoring this in terms of, you know, giving you the gift cards, paying for the gift cards. But they didn't pay me to, you know, talk about this earlier or anything. I will be releasing a video, but I figured if you watch the show, boom, you get a heads up. gets a heads up. Brian, you want to talk some tech news?
I want to talk some tech news.
Okay, number one.
That's what you sound like.
Okay, number one. Fuck you, Brian. Facebook is rolling out live video streaming to everyone in the United States of America. We've been talking about this. This is not a shocker. We've been talking about this coming. We know that they were testing it. Public figures got it first, like pages, brand pages and stuff like that got it. And then they were testing it, beginning to roll it out. And now it is officially rolling out to everyone in the U.S. So it's similar to like what you would expect with Periscope, Meerkat, except this is native completely to Facebook. So when you go to post something, a status or a picture or a video, you also have the option of going ahead and streaming live. Brian, have you used this? Have you seen any Facebook live streams? What do you think?
I haven't. Not a big Facebook user in general, but do you remember like when the Note 5 released, they had some features along with it, you know, direct streaming right from your Note.
You said the Note 5?
The YouTube, yeah, Note 5. Okay. And it built in like native YouTube streaming, and that was like I was like, "Woo!" And now this is coming out. Everyone's like, "Eh," because I think mostly no one really, at least from what I see. I mean, I obviously have no hard numbers or anything like that, but I feel like they're a little late to the party, and no one's really that interested, or at least won't be.
I think you're right in the sense that they're a little late, but do you think that will affect them at all? Being Facebook.
It's hard to say. I mean, again, I have no hard numbers, but like it might mean something that what I see is that the majority of people still using Facebook the majority of the time are, I guess, older people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're all that interested in live streaming. I mean, it feels like
I think I agree with the Twitter is a hot thing. Different. The demographics is a little off. Yeah, but Meerkat, fuck it. Meerkat had no chance after Periscope came out, being so totally, totally. I tried to say closely, and it came out totally
close enough.
So totally closely associated enough. With Twitter. So obviously Periscope took off, and it's still popular. Mm-hmm. But the downside is that when someone goes live, a link is tweeted out. And you click the link. And then you go to Periscope. It opens. This is how fucked up it is. You click the link. It opens the Twitter browser, and it says, "Would you like to open this in Periscope?" Then you open it in Periscope. That is if
very
you have downloaded.
Indirect. Yeah.
Now I think it's kind of more deeply integrated within Twitter, and that's kind of mitigated. But the fact that this is like you open the Facebook app as you're browsing everything else on Facebook.
That is nice.
It's just another
just
option.
Pop up. Right.
It's literally just like as you're scrolling through. Hey, this person's live. In fact, I got a notification a little bit because Chris Perillo and I are friends on Facebook, and it came up. Uh-huh. Chris Perillo is live. I'm sure it would happen like if you just liked a page too. Like if you're following Chris, if you're not necessarily friends with him, or you like his page on Facebook, it'll also come up. Hey, this person's live. I mean, Periscope does the same thing. If you're really like integrated in Periscope and you're invested in that, cool. But I do think this is a cool option for Facebook users. If you're just scrolling through Facebook, boom, it's live. Personally, I don't know. I didn't really use Periscope that much. I think I've used it once or twice anyway, so I don't see myself using this.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've watched a couple people stream live on Facebook. The experience is pretty similar. It's nothing like crazy. And I mean, I'm just kind of meh.
Well,
I'd rather watch like if I'm gonna watch something live, it's because I have time, and I'd rather watch like a good experience, like if someone's streaming on YouTube. But yes. I don't think I'm gonna sit there and watch someone in the palm of my hand live. That's just like I don't know. But that's me, and I think you're the same way. You know, but I mean, other people out there in the community might love it. They might love Periscope
exactly.
and stuff
like
that.
That's why I think Periscope is actually really, really popular. But I feel like I said, Twitter's the hot thing right now. And I mean, with the new integration into Twitter, the app itself, it's going to get a lot more use. I mean, there's really no say in exactly how, at least I scanned the article. I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything about. If you're like just like the autoplay video, if you're scrolling, if you're just gonna see the live, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, would this fall under the autoplaying video? Because if so, that's actually really cool. And I think that's
how it does autoplay. I mean, obviously without audio,
that is cool.
But.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's honestly cool, but it's almost confusing.
And
you
don't have to make another account either. You know how like
that
you
is
had
cool.
to make
yeah.
it and it had to be integrated with your Twitter account and stuff like that. This is just you're on Facebook, boom, you can comment and.
Now, was there anything that you saw about, like, just like Periscope, where things are going to be limited for a certain amount of time? You know, like the footage is only, because with Periscope, I believe there's a limit on how long it's available to watch, right?
I know what you're talking about now. With Periscope, it was a 24-hour limit. At first, there was no, you couldn't rewatch it.
Right.
But then they expanded it to 24 hours, and the reason is because any service like this has a really big problem with copyright.
Oh, yeah.
Because people took advantage of this to stream Game of Thrones. Like, just
yeah, I remember
pointed
that.
At the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, for them to still offer it as, like, an on-demand thing, they could get sued so hard. So, I don't know. I actually don't know. Maybe, probably should know, but...
Right. It almost sounds like other live streaming platforms, they have to have someone policing it, someone, you know, moderating and seeing...
Yeah, because I don't see how they could implement any, like, Content ID-esque sort of thing in this...
I mean, I'm not technical enough to know, I think, if that is possible or not. Yeah. It sounds like, well, why don't they just put Content ID in it? But then, I mean, it's just such a...
I want to say there's got to be a limited time limit, but if not, I would also expect them to, like, quickly have problems regarding, like, that sort of thing when people start using it. Because, I mean, it's just now rolling out to everyone, like the average consumer.
Right.
So it's now that we're going to see people abusing it to stream... cable events, the Super Bowl, that sort of stuff.
Things like that, yeah. And I'm curious, it seems like, even in the article we're going off of, it sounds like Facebook is really pushing to be more video integrated, which is funny.
Oh, it has been, yeah, for a long time. Trying to compete with YouTube at this point.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I mean, I think it's
like a different version.
Majority of our newsfeed is video at this point.
It really is.
And we've heard rumors as well that there's going to be a separate video feed coming. Like, you have your news feed and then a video feed. I mean, it's whatever.
I have no personal interest, but I guess I see the appeal. I mean, I see people using it all the time. Once I check on, because I obviously have Facebook, you kind of have to have them. But, like, I check in and it's all videos on my feed. So it's like, I thought Facebook was, like, I remember using Facebook being about the statuses.
Yeah, you know, and Facebook and is like, I mean, now people are starting to adapt to it. Like, at nighttime, you know, you just kind of browse the videos and stuff. But, I mean, when I look at Facebook, it's because I'm doing something and I'm, like, I'm bored and I can't watch a video or listen to something because I'm in a public place or something and I just got to, like, scroll and read something.
Yeah.
So the videos don't do much for me.
That's what I use Twitter for, actually, or Reddit, you know, things like that. So.
Okay.
Well, very niche.
Speaking of Reddit, Brian.
Speaking of Reddit... So there's been a lot of third-party apps available for you know, Reddit on iPhone, Android. I think there's even, I don't know, but Windows Phone, maybe BlackBerry, who knows. But they are actually coming out with an official app for Android phones coming out. I just hope it's good because there's a lot of third-party apps that are already, I mean, they have the ones that are more gallery-based, so it's super simple to browse in, and then there's ones that are more made for, you know, I guess, text-based, you know, articles and subreddits, things like that.
Yeah.
If it's good, great. But if not, it's not going to matter, I don't think, because I don't know what else they could really do to, you know, to stand apart other than be the official one. You know, like people use TweetDeck and things like that or TweetBot, and they say it's superior to Twitter, so...
I mean... I've used TweetBot, and I always went back to the native Twitter app. But some people swear by that third-party stuff. I mean, Alien Blue is really good on iOS for Reddit.
Yeah. In the App Store, I think it actually has really awful reviews, which is funny. Yeah, if I remember right. But maybe it may have changed. But I personally, that's what I use. I like it a lot. I mean, there even on iOS, there's a ton of options. So
yeah, I mean, reading Reddit is reading Reddit. As long as you get an app that's going to...
Exactly. It's not complicated. So
it's going to be cool. I mean, it's cool. Yeah. Like you said, it'll be the official app. So,
but other than that, I mean, I don't know. I guess what we could see is maybe better support for bugs, which would be good because it is first party. But other than that, I mean, what would actually be cool is if they could integrate into notifications. Mm-hmm. For instance, there's an AMA, you know, the Ask Me Anything subreddit. There's a Twitter for that that tweets out what AMAs are coming up. So if they could somehow integrate, like, getting notifications when certain events or certain posts come up, that'd be really cool. Yeah, like you could
toggle notifications for certain subreddits.
Exactly. I'm not sure if any third-party ones have that. I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
I just sat here on camera because I forgot that it was off, and I just like rubbed my tits. I just sat here and just like felt myself up.
Wow.
And I wanted to ignore it, but then I looked and I was on camera. I guess. So basically, Tuesday I was like super sick.
You just killed all momentum.
Yeah, so I know. Tuesday continue. I was super sick, and at some point I was begging Brian for nausea pills, I guess.
Mm-hmm, you were.
I was super sick, and I threw up like 20, 25 times that day, and like dry heaving, and since then the inside of my body has been just like destroyed. Like I'm so sore.
That's really
it's
sad.
It's awful. It is really sad. I think the worst thing ever is not being able to expand your goddamn lungs. But that's I was like bad. Sitting here rubbing my chest, and I'm like, oh yeah.
You know, that's really weird. Like I remember, I just was recently very sick with throwing up, things like that. I threw up a lot, and I wasn't sore at all.
I think it was honestly from just dry heaving so much. There was just everything was contracting.
That a lot too. Did you get any feelings of like fatigue or like you're gonna pass out?
Yeah,
that was my big problem.
Literally, the only time I was awake was literally to throw up just. And then I would literally just like barely make it back to bed and just fall in, and I don't remember. Like I didn't remember texting you begging you for pills.
Well, oh yeah, that happened. But no, I meant more like literally losing consciousness. Like
no, I never passed out.
Like I described on our podcast,
I felt like it, but I never did.
Like that was from dehydration, so I wasn't. Maybe you're a camel. I don't know.
I am a camel.
But okay, maybe we should jump off the puke discussion and go to the next story.
Okay, maybe.
good luck segueing into this one.
Yeah. Speaking of puke. LG, according to The Verge, might be making a universal credit card. Basically,
terrible.
To explain these universal credit cards, we've seen it with Coin,
right?
Something called Coin. There might be something similar out there. I haven't really kept track of this. Essentially, what it is it's one plastic debit credit card. It's plastic, electronic, and you can program your other cards. So let's say you have five other debit cards, credit cards, whatever. You can program all five of them into the coin, or in this case, if LG were to come up with something, the LG plastic card thing, you would program them all there, and then you would only have to take that with you. So when you check out from that one card, you would just select something else and swipe it. Cool. Yeah.
If it works.
The coin, according to like people's examples, it's worked like 20-30% of the time. It's not reliable at all. And at that point, you're not just carrying one card. You're carrying the coin plus your other cards just as backup.
Exactly.
Which
really
destroys the point. Mm-hmm. According to some reports, LG might be working on the same thing. Would work the pretty much the same way. Hopefully, it would be more reliable. But Brian, even if it was totally reliable, I don't think there's a place for this.
Not really. I mean,
The coin was a really cool concept.
It was early,
cool, and then just got pummeled when Apple Pay came out and when Android Pay was announced.
I mean, another thing was it didn't freaking work.
Well, yeah, but I'm just talking about like the concept of it.
In fact, I think
Apple Pay was announced before Coin ever officially came out. Like it was just like a.
I think so too.
It might have been I don't know if it was a Kickstarter necessarily, but it was crowdfunded in some way.
Right.
And like the concept was super cool, but then technology was just like, why the fuck are you doing that? Just use your phone. Which is, I mean, that's where we're headed.
Samsung's doing it.
Apple's doing it. Google's doing it with Android natively. This is where things are headed. These are really cool concepts, but they're a few years too late. Like if this came out in like 2010, people would have gone ape shit over it.
Yeah, especially if I keep adding if it works, because that it seems to be the biggest problem I think in all of these.
But then again, I don't want to like take Coin's faults and like just assume that every other universal debit card is going to be like this.
I think the reason we do that is just because that was really the first, I guess, third party example.
Yeah, you know?
Like first independently made one that was like, whoops, you know, like oh, it
people,
sucks.
Like,
sorry,
it was, like. I think it's shittier because it wasn't just like, okay, here's this, buy it, and then people bought it and it didn't work. People had to fund this to make it exist. They put
it's
money
like
into
Ouya.
It years in advance, and it came out in fucking blue.
Do you remember that, the Ouya?
The Ouya, little
Yeah, it's like everyone got it. It's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And then it showed up, and they're like, the fuck?
Well,
and then everyone got mad. But no, in all honesty, I would never use the LG Pay card. Or if it was, even if it was 100%, great, because Apple Pay is already just what I need.
Yeah.
I mean, literally the biggest, okay, I have a very specific reason I use Apple Pay. I don't want to carry my wallet all the time. Especially when I go
that's
to work.
Why, but that's the concept for coin. You know, well, people are like, just carry this one fucking card. So you don't have to carry a book of a wallet.
Exactly. Well, I don't want to carry anything in my back pocket, specifically when I'm at work. Just I don't want to have to sit down. I feel my wallet on my butt because I got a big wallet. I've tried downsizing; it doesn't work. So I have. I'm always.
Like, I got a big wallet. Swipe it. You're not gonna use movie theater. Fuck.
You need your expired. Google Fiber has get the internet for $70. It's the gigabit internet service, and then for $130 total, you can get with cable. I mean, it's nice. Like, but like, first of all, like, there's not a lot of information on, you know, the actual plans details or like what channels you'll get or different packages in that regard. But it's cool. But what really confuses me is the inclusion of the phone service when they already have Google Fi. Like, that's actually fairly popular and has great reviews and things like that. It seems like they're kind of moving either backwards or in some random direction that doesn't actually put them ahead of any games. It just seems
unnecessary. Here's the thing. I don't think Google gives a fuck.
Well, fair enough. I think you're right.
I don't think that there's. I don't think they're trying to get ahead of anyone. I think they're trying to lead by example, the way they did with Google with Fiber. Fi's kind of different. It's an MVNO, and like they're making some headway there. But like Fiber, obviously, they're making headway there too. They're making a lot of changes. But yeah, I think that's their point.
Right.
Google does not care if you're using Google Fiber or UVerse gigabit bullshit. They do not care. They just want you to be online so you're using Google services. Because Google sells you. You are the product. However you get to Google services is fine by them. They do not give a shit. And everyone is... Okay, we'll use YouTube as an example.
Yeah.
They want to get more people on YouTube. People need to have better access to the internet. They need to have better access to speeds as well. So what do? They roll out Google Fiber. Fiber internet. Crazy speeds. Google could, if they wanted to, have this everywhere now.
Yeah.
But they're just like, okay, just like set in little places. And then what happens when they set it somewhere? Everyone around them, ripple effect, AT&T, T-Mobile, Fios with Verizon, they start bumping up speeds. They start bumping up speeds. And that's that. They're just setting a standard. Because they literally want to push these other guys to get everyone connected faster. Because then you go on Google.
John, you just had a really good point there. I'm really proud of you. You formed a very cohesive, solid thought.
Been doing this for fucking too long, Brian.
Yeah, I'm sure you've talked about Google Fiber more than you talked about yourself at this point.
Probably not, actually. I like myself.
fair enough. You're very conceited. So what do you think about their phone their phone service or their cable service? Does that seem I mean, like you said, they don't really care, but
it would have to be okay. So we have all this cord cutting happening,
right? I mean, that has to be a business decision.
There's all this cord cutting happening, and the biggest complaint with anyone is, I'm paying for more channels than I'm ever going to watch. I want to watch ESPN. But I'm also paying for AMC and all this stuff. Or maybe it's opposite. I want to watch The Walking Dead. I just want AMC. But I'm paying for fucking 5 ESPN channels that I don't want. You tell that to any other cable provider, they're like, oh, fuck, sorry. I guess you can just unplug and have nothing.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee this is just going to be another one of those things, set standards where Google's like, pick your channels and pay for them.
That's a beautiful idea. I didn't think about that. That's, I like that. I would, potentially consider getting that, you know.
I mean, we don't have the details yet, but I mean, like, if they did that, and, like, if they're just like, you want phone? Okay, $4 a month for your little home phone.
Cool. I guarantee it's going to be cheap. I mean, there's no way it's going to,
be
super expensive.
Especially, okay, if you're on Google Fiber. If they if they just use the internet to fucking hook your home phone up, and it was just a home phone service through the internet, they might even charge you. They're just like, here's a fucking plastic portable phone you can walk around your house with. Here you go.
Yeah. I hope that's the case, because that would be smart.
Google has so much money. They can do whatever the hell they want.
They have all the monies, John.
Okay.
We're going to have Google cereal next month.
I hope. I'll eat it. Maybe
little G's and little O's and marshmallows.
I had Honey Nut Cheerios for the first time in months.
They're so good.
Yeah, they're really good. Stanford University apparently did a study on how Binge On works with T-Mobile. And they said it's likely illegal. At the conclusion of their study, this says it potentially does more harm than good. And I feel like this is totally accurate. Now, I've talked about this
I agree.
Multiple times on the show. In fact, so John's on a roll during the show, I guess.
Yeah,
John,
go for it.
Keep how talking. Many times fucking told you, not you
don't
specifically,
rub it in their
Brian.
Face. Don't rub it in the faces of people.
From the beginning, I said there's something about Binge On that doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I did an FPTNL about it when they announced it. And I tried to keep most of my opinions out of it. But I said, like, it's borderline messing with things, net neutrality. Something's up here. It's weird. And then the following episode of the show, I said, I guarantee something's happening. The FCC will step in and say something. Because this does not. This is completely what net neutrality is not. The opposite of net neutrality is this. Is Binge On. But Tom Wheeler, chairman of the FCC, was just like, nah, good job. Good job, John. Good job, T-Mobile. You did good. Bah, 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 bah. Well, then John had to eat his words and be like, well, shit, guess the FCC's fine with it. Then, a little bit ago, a few shows ago, a month or two ago, it came out that the FCC was going to investigate how Binge On worked.
Bom, bom, bom.
Bom, bom, bom. John was right. Here's what happens.
Oh, my God.
Here's why it infringes on anything net neutrality-esque.
You're good. Continue.
So, number one, it is illegal in the eyes of net neutrality gods. Two.
They shall smite.
To offer some services faster or slower than others. To throttle any services, the idea of net neutrality is that it is a free and open and equal internet. Binge On is fucked up because you can go on Facebook or Twitter and it will cost against your data.
Right.
But you view a YouTube video, it'll cost less of your data. Right. You watch Netflix. A company that has agreed to work with T-Mobile and Binge On, it's free. So to watch Netflix, it's free, but you go on Twitter and it's not.
It's the reverse of, like, it's like the inverse evil, but it's still bad.
Right. That is not a free and open internet. Well, right. T-Mobile's excuse there was, well, technically we're fine because no one's paying for it. It would be illegal, Brian.
Yeah.
Like complete, like outright just fucked up, illegal if the customer had to pay for better access to Netflix. It would also be messed up if Netflix was able to pay T-Mobile to ensure that T-Mobile customers have better access to Netflix. That's also against the rules. Well, T-Mobile's like, no one's paying us anything extra. It's just an agreement. If Netflix wants to be part of this, cool. They're not keeping anyone out. It's if any video service wants to be incorporated, just work with us and we'll make it happen. Whatever, that's meh. The other issue that would make it against net neutrality would be if you didn't give customers a choice.
Uh-huh.
Well, according to T-Mobile, the customers can just toggle it on or off. Now, with these studies coming out and these further investigations, it's showing that, and I forget the exact numbers, but whether you are using Binge On or not, whether you have agreed to it or not, whether you have Binge On toggled on or off, they are optimizing video. I use optimize that term very loosely because I'll explain why in a second.
Not very good.
Right. So according to T-Mobile, what they do is they see the video coming in. They can tell it's a video stream. And this does not matter, Brian, if a company has agreed to this or anything.
It just happens.
T-Mobile sees the video coming in. They recognize that it's a video stream. And they quote-unquote optimize it, and they put it down to 480p.
Thanks.
Whether you're part of Binge On or not, this just happens on their network. And that's kind of, 480p, whatever. That's almost like T-Mobile's opinion being like, well, you can't tell. 480p is fine. These studies are finding that they aren't optimizing anything. They are throttling it. They're Ooh. Only allowing so much information in, and that's why it's at 480p. They are throttling this heavily. When you have a 1080p video, potentially a 4K video coming in, and it's dropping down to 480p, they're finding it's not being optimized, it's simply being throttled. And that is against net neutrality. And that is the very long explanation of this. I basically have to explain it every time, but hopefully, yeah. Hopefully you guys better understand what's going on. And that is why we're having problems with it. T-Mobile has been trying to make more changes. They just announced today that you can now get WWE Network, Amazon. They've added some other services to binge on. And they're changing the way you can toggle stuff on and off. Here's something interesting, Brian. So we like yes. T-Mobile. We like John Ledger.
Yes, in John fact, Ledger.
I say this every time. I'm friends with him on Facebook.
which is hilarious.
Yeah. A company that did the first study came out and exposed him. He was doing a Twitter Q&A, and he was like doing videos, like making videos, replying to questions, and they questioned him. And his response was, "Who the fuck are you, and why are you causing so much trouble?" He literally said that. On Ooh. Video. There's video of it.
Ooh.
So
you gotta knock some bitches out.
Yeah. Since then, they've had to make a couple changes to Ben John. So I would say that these investigations, these studies are on to something. And we were right from the very beginning. Something's off. And unless they make some massive changes, it can't continue the way it is right now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting how I feel like a lot of things are going this way where they're... These really popular today. And I guess just good forward-thinking companies and people and things like that are slowly becoming like villainized. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like as soon as T-Mobile announced their first like departure from 2-year contracts, everyone's like, "Woo, yeah, good job, T-Mobile." Yeah. And then they're like they just kept bumping things up, and people are like, "Oh my god, yes!" And then like they're just so on board, and then they do this, and they're like, "Oh, all right."
And you at the time of this announcement, it all sounds way too good to be true. Watching really video does. For free,
yeah,
that sounds awesome.
But then you can't do stuff like that without there being some type of repercussions. And like everyone I see talking about this, and I guarantee we've said it too. It's not like it's a problem. Now it's not that people are being charged, but further down the line, this type of business strategy can be really harmful to entire, you know,
even though
game of Monopoly.
Even though this specifically, like things like this, it's too good to be true. It benefits the consumer. Like it's not taking it; it's giving us stuff. It's giving us value.
Like right now, it does.
But the tough part is, how long did we fight for net neutrality, and how long were we scared that it wasn't going to exist? Well, when we finally get net neutrality and there's set rules in place, whether it is in our favor or not, we have to maintain what our ideas of net neutrality was. Yeah.
What was is?
So whether it's in our favor or not, we gotta stay true to what we wanted.
You gotta commit to it. You can't, because eventually there's going to be so many more loopholes and things like that. You have to cement the law.
We allow things like this to happen, and something else happens, and eventually you have to pay to get Netflix faster.
Yeah.
Or you have to pay. You can view Facebook at these super incredible speeds, and then Twitter Facebook will take light. 14 minutes to load.
Right.
So then obviously they have a deal with Facebook has an advantage. So I don't know.
It's like this conversation always goes, the internet is so freaking new that we're kind of winging it, and we're slowly figuring things out as they go.
My advice is, if everyone truly wants net neutrality, then we have to maintain it, whether it benefits us or not.
Just like how Batman wants to kill the Joker, but he's all like,
"I'm Batman. Like,
you're not stopping a killer. You're just replacing him with another killer."
Yeah, just so be
Batman.
Don't be the Joker. Be Batman. Right. Net neutrality for the win.
And that is how we will end the show.
Guys, if you found us on iTunes or any other podcasting platform, we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/frontpagetech. Of course, you can find us on iTunes if you're watching on YouTube and stuff. And guys, you've helped us get to the front page of technology on iTunes, tech news on iTunes. So keep doing that. Go, if you haven't yet, people watching live, people listening, If you love the show, if you like the show, if you get any value out of the show, it costs you nothing to help support it this way. Go to iTunes right now.
Give us a little review.
On your desktop or on your mobile device, and give us a rating, a review. Subscribe on iTunes. That helps us out a lot. And because of you, we're ranking on iTunes.
And the next show will be on a private jet.
Yep, you rank us on iTunes and we're on a private jet.
Yes.
That's how it works. Brian, thanks for coming on.
Anytime.
Love you. You're the best. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.